and welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Peng, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books. Hello, welcome back to another episode. Today, we want to talk about discreet covers. We realize that it's becoming a trend that a lot of authors are going towards that route. And we want to share our opinions of what we think about it. It's not to bash any author. We just want to voice what we think about it. And please let us know what you guys think about it. Also, we would love to know what you guys think.
So it feels like, so discreet covers has been a thing that I, like you mentioned, it's become a trend recently. I feel like the last year, you see a lot of discreet covers being put out there. And they say discreet covers because the romance genre already has a very, I'm not going to say tough viewing, but more of a, you know, back in the day, women would be embarrassed to be seen in public reading a book of a guy with, you know, a sexy model guy or a couple kissing or like, it was rare when you would see people reading books like that. And I remember there was a point where people were putting, I don't know what it's called, where it's like you cover the book. I know we used to have them in
dust jackets.
Yes. And I know school used to have them too for like the textbooks and everything. People were adding that to their romance books, which I found very weird in a sense that they never fit a paperback. Because you know, like a paperback isn't as big as a hardback. So it was really loose. So I'm like, and I know that because I tried it because I was like, everybody's doing it. Let me try it. Because I had one from the textbook that I used to use at school. And I was like, let's see how it looks. It was horrible. So I just took it off. But I feel like, you know, with the romance, the community, with the whole romance genre book, it was always a, you're reading these paperbacks, like in your home, somewhere where you're not in public. It's like you kept it very secretive. And then I feel like a lot of people wanted discreet covers. And I've seen comments to where, are we going to get a discreet cover so I can read this in public? Or so I can read this in the plane. So I feel like nowadays authors give you that option to release, you know, their regular sexy steamy cover, and then also give the option to releasing a discreet cover, that way people can read it public.
You know, I honestly don't know if it's just, it could just be because I'm old, I don't know, but I remember when my oldest sister used to read, she would go to the library. And the, I have to say, those covers are even more steamy.
Yes. Wait, like those covers. Did you notice that before the covers where they were like in those historical, like big gowns?
And like, these are mass market books. So they're like just small. But then like those covers are steamy. Like, I think the covers now are not even as steamy as those. I don't know, but
are also, and I don't, like you said earlier, I don't want to bash anybody, it's more of a or from what I've seen in comments online, I feel like people are embarrassed or shy about the fact that you're reading a book with a shirtless man in the cover. And I do think that's why, because like what you said in the other books back when, because I remember seeing them too, you would never see a shirtless guy in a cover. It was usually couples.
You know, I totally understand how people don't want to read romance books in public, because people will, like I mentioned, people nowadays, I seriously think it's different from back then. So people are will literally voice their opinion even when they don't know you. And so I think that's why people are scared to read in public. And so that's why they will want discreet covers. Because I remember I took 50 Shades to go read in public. And they asked me, they're like, you're reading 50 Shades? I was like, yeah. And so people asked me, but I was like, whatever, I don't care. Because 50 Shades is pretty much is a discreet cover. Like, but it's not like with anyone.
Shades, but I feel like 50 Shades opened the door a lot to how people would read romance books in public.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 50 Shades started it. I'm reading it. I'm reading romance. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's where it started. But you still have those, you know, individuals who prefer people not to judge what they're reading. For me, and it's like you said, like I remember I took a paperback because I there's times I want to read on a paperback and there's times I read on Kindle. But when I travel, I usually take a paperback. So I took a paperback with me on a plane once because it came down to, I don't know these people. I'm never going to see these people. Like, see me judging them when they're out making out and the freaking seats waiting on the plane or when they're like hugging and, you know, so it's everybody does what they want to do. So it's at the end of the day, I'm going to read what I want to read.
Yeah.
So, but not everybody thinks like that. Some people like their privacy, which I really understand because I was in I was in that position before. Like when I was younger, like I remember picking up A Walk to Remember, and I'm not saying that cover was so romantic, but that was back kind of when romance was a very hush hush like topic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but this. Now, and I'm not complaining because I'm not, but I feel like now every author is coming up with the covers.
Yeah.
Which it's not like, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know because maybe I am, but it's in the fact of, I love when they announce that a cover is going to have a discreet cover and an original.
Yeah.
Cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like Corinne Michaels announced right away the original cover for her new book, I remember something, and then at the same time announced the discreet cover. I like when authors do that. I wish they would all do that because then it gives the reader an option to pick one between one or the other book. Because I don't know you and I don't know everybody else, but I'm running out of room, so I am limiting myself on buying books because it's also a lot of money. Like, it's a lot of money. Like, count how many books you buy in a year.
Yeah, I'm not going to count mine.
Exactly. So it's like, and then double it because you're buying the same book with a different cover. I'm not saying I don't have duplicates because I do. I like have like Devin Perry, Corinne, LJ Shen. Like, I have a bunch of, like, this, like, special, I'm not going to call them discreet covers. I'm going to call them special edition.
Yeah.
So it's worded different. People use special edition. People use discreet covers. But it is, like, I like when authors announce both covers at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot who it was. Like, took out a whole series. Loved the covers. And then, like, a couple months later, took out discreet covers. And I like the discreet covers more. If I would have known, because I think I bought the books after the last book released. If I would have known that those covers were going to be coming out, I would have not bought the original ones. But I didn't like them. It's like I preferred
the
other version.
Yeah. I totally understand that. But most authors, they are renewing. Like, so I think a lot of right now, I think we see so many, it's because authors are like redoing their covers.
But that's why, like, right now, it's more of a, I feel like an author takes out a book right now. And then 2 weeks later, like a month later, they announce a discreet cover.
Yeah. You know, I totally agree with you. I seriously think authors should totally.
Or not announce the cover, but just say, in a couple of weeks, I might announce a special edition cover.
Yeah, because like you, I don't have any more space on my shelf. Like I feel like I, because you know, I am planning book signings to go to book signings, so I'm trying to save money. And then I see these covers, I was like, oh no, that is cute. This is right? cute. I want it. And then you are really down to at the, like, I need to save. And so like at the same time, you kind of like, okay, I bought the original, but now the discreet is out. I want to return the original and just
like it. Because it's not that you don't want to like buy the book, because the books are amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of books in mm-hmm. so little room and so a lot of money. And it's like you said, we want to go to book signings. Like it's mm-hmm. costly right now with everything like pricing going up. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, so I have to save up. And then this really beautiful cover comes out. For example, Devney Perry's the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thing. I forgot what it's called.
Lark Cove. Right?
Lark Cove. Series. Like, uh-huh. She took out that special edition covers. Mm-hmm. Love them. Like they're mm-hmm. freaking gorgeous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I kept refreshing the page and I was like, okay, like I could buy these and then I won't buy anything like the next couple of months. And yeah. then I'm like over here thinking on the other side, oh, but this book is about to come out. And then this book is about to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, how many times can you buy the same book with a different cover? So you're like, enough is enough.
Yeah. Like no matter how many times I organize my bookshelf, I was like, more books are coming.
Yeah.
And there's no more space on my shelf. It's like, so I seriously did look through the ones that I'm going to keep and the ones that I'm planning to sell. It's sad to depart from some of them, but at the same time, you really don't have any more room and they deserve a better home. So
how do you pick? Like, that's the thing. Are you going? Okay, so I was looking at my shelf and I was like, mm-hmm. okay, so I like this discreet cover more, or I like mm-hmm. this original cover more. Mm-hmm. Is that how you pick? Or are you keeping both versions?
If it's an author that I really, really love, then most likely I'll keep both versions. But if, like, seriously, which series? Oh, talking about Devney Perry. Devney Perry, her birthday list, Letters to Molly. There's, like, three different covers, mm-hmm. right? And I have three covers. So I pretty much have, like, three books for that one. So I was like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna pick which one I want? But like, they're all so good looking. So I decided to get rid of the male covers and keep the two flower ones.
I'm looking at them. I was like, do I have all three of them too?
Yeah.
I think I do. I think I have everything Devney that's taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the, like for Lee, when she took out the Boston Belle covers,
because
mm-hmm. she originally had, you know, the girl version, then mm-hmm. she had the original version, and then she took out the hardcover flower ones. I have them all. Well, except mm-hmm. for the monster, because I don't think she released the girl version of the monster.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like a lot of discreet special edition covers. Which I do love. I love, love the idea of a special edition cover. I mean, we're doing special edition covers mm-hmm. in our book box.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. Like, I freaking love them. And most likely, I'm over here saying, I wish author announced them early, but most likely, I'm going to buy them no matter what. But I am limiting myself. Like, mm-hmm. especially with Book Bonanza coming up, especially with Vegas. Like, I looked at tickets going to Vegas, and they're kind of pricey. So I have to, like, put myself on a little budget.
Mm-hmm.
And like my friend wants to go on vacation soon. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh great, add another budget to my little thing, Majiggy. So, and there comes a term of room. Like I have no room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like almost out of room. I was and my room is a mess right now because I was organizing everything. Mm-hmm. I was moving stuff around, and I'm just like, I really need to limit myself on which books I'm buying.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of shelves too.
Yeah. And it's a, how did I fill them up already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do say that, I mean, discreet covers slash special editions are a new trend. And I do find, I realized too, that Amazon flags and even Facebook flags if a cover is too sexy. So if a guy is showing like too many abs or the pants are too low, like they flag it. Because it's considered like pity.
Wow.
So maybe that's another reason for discreet slash special editions. Because I forgot who said Amazon had flagged their cover. I think it was Ashley Jade, A. Jade. She had taken out, I forgot for which series. She took out a cover and said Amazon declined it.
Oh, wow.
So she redid like that cover. Because Amazon wasn't accepting that cover. And I think she ended up changing like the series. Oh, I don't exactly know. But I know that Amazon did not approve. I don't know if it was Amazon or Facebook did not approve that cover, which is weird to me because I mean, it's, what?
Okay. Well, since we're talking about discreet covers, what kind of covers draws you the most to?
So hard because I like all of them. I really, really like object cover. Like Alexandra Silva's.
Yeah.
The swan, the crown, and the fire around it. I really love that type of vibe. I really like Daphne Perry did the what's it called? This one that she did with Kickstarter.
The Lark Cove series.
Yeah. I really like that type of special editions. I like objects on it. Like if it has a symbol of what the story represents, I love it. So it's like if the story has a meaning of like if they're the princess or the king or queen and the cover has a crown with like Alexandra Silva's with fire, like I love that.
Yeah.
Like there's a book in Alexandra's book where the hero calls the heroine Swan because she's a ballerina. He calls her, he refers to her as his swan. And her special edition cover is a swan.
Yeah.
There's like those little objects that represent something in the story are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some that have nothing to do with the story.
Girl, there's a lot of them that the discreet covers have nothing
to match. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I guess it's pretty, but I'm like, it doesn't match. It has nothing to do with the story whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, for me, I don't know why, but I have a huge thing for school covers. Like, if I see any schools or any cover, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need that book. Which, I don't know why, but I'm drawn to those kind of covers. But, like you, I do love object covers. I seriously think they are cute. But when it comes to a suit and an abs guy, I lean towards more to the suit. I just think it's sexier in a suit. I don't know why. Like, you can cover those abs. I really don't need to see those abs.
I mean, they're cute too, but a suit is like, I don't know. Like, I was talking to Christy, Kate Bromberge, when I saw her a couple weeks ago. And, you know, her Sin series is a little bit, covers are different than anything she's done. You know, she's done abs, she's done like the male model. And then for this Sin series, she has a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I was like, was it different? I was like, because the book feels different with the suit cover. I love those covers. Teal Swan has suit covers. Those are really good too. I love a suit cover too.
Yeah. So like if it's a suit or ab, I will pick a suit cover any day. Like, I don't know why. We talked to Jewel about this. Remember when we interviewed Jewel, we talked about abs on the cover or the suit. And
Well, even look at Kay Tucker's The Wolf series. Mm-hmm. It has a piece of a suit. Like it has the tie, it has the little cuff things. Like I love that because it symbolizes who he is, which he's always a suit. Like he's this very like put together, fancy alpha. Mm-hmm. And I love that because it just makes a suit, makes it feel sexy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love objects. I mean, we're literally doing that for our book boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like our theme of the book boxes is we're doing books that we've read. Mm-hmm. And we're taking out items and things from the book that we loved, putting it in the cover.
Yep.
Like the next two, because we already have the next two covers. Yeah. I love the covers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's one. I can't say who it is because I can't say. But the one I showed you, the one that got done. Mm-hmm. Second one that got done. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Yeah.
I love it. And I don't know. It's the little things from the book that you add on a cover is what draws me to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, a school is really good. Daphne Perry's school from the, what is the new one called?
Clifton Forge.
From Clifton Forge. I mean, that's the original covers, and then she changed them.
Yeah.
I mean, those school pick covers were really good. I mean, but the special edition ones were good too.
I'm quite sad that she had to change it, but
don't blame her. Blame that person.
That was I know. Crazy. I know.
I won't say anything. I'm just gonna say.
You know, I think I've mentioned it a few times. I don't even read paperbacks in public anymore. I read on my phone because it's so much easier. So, and if I like it, then I'll buy it in paperbacks. But then there are times when I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get the paperbacks, but then I will read those at home. But if those are on KU, then I will get it off on KU also. Then I can read it both at home. And when I'm traveling or wherever. But like, I honestly don't want to bend my spine. So I was like, paperbacks is only to be on my shelf and to look nice and pretty. I don't want to bend the spine. So I mainly read on my phone.
Might as well make use for it if you're paying money for it. But
I don't want to destroy it, okay? Because I paid for it.
Like I read books when I'm going on vacation, like I take them on the plane and read them on the plane. I read most on my Kindle, but funny, I think I mentioned to you too. The only book series that I've read that I cannot read on Kindle, that it has to be the paperback, is T.L. Swan books. I don't know why. I don't know why. Like, I remember I started because I bought the Casanova on Kindle. Because I was like, oh, I'm so lazy to get up from my bed and get the book. So I'm just going to buy it on Kindle. So I read the first chapter. Remember that I was like in page 8 for like ever.
And you have the paperback too.
And I have the paperback. And I could not get into it. And I got I got up and got the paperback the following day. And I read through it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I cannot read T.L. Swan's books. Maybe it's because they're really long.
Girl, you've read other books that are really long.
Name one.
Monica Murphy's Things I Wanted to Say But Never Did. That one was thick. Things and the Million Kisses one. That one was thick.
That is true. I don't know. I just can't read T.L. Swan's and Kindle Unlimited, like on Kindle. I have to read paperback.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I read all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but yeah, I only read paperback when I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's it. When I'm home, I read my there's times where I get the urge to read a paperback. Like, I'm reading, where's my paperback? I don't know where I left the book. Where is it? I put it on hold because I'm reading something else, but I'm reading the paperback of Filthy by Serena
Ackroyd.
Yeah, I'm probably pronounced that wrong, but I'm reading hers in the paperback because I have, we got the paperback in a book box. So I was like, well, I'll just read it on the paperback.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the Kindle version. I have the sample. Kindle version. I'm like, I'll just read the paperback.
Yeah.
But like, there's times where I get the, oh, I want to read on paperback. I don't want to, I don't know. Sometimes I get that little urge.
You know, the thing, I don't carry paperbacks with me when I travel is because I know I will not read.
But that was me in California, I'm telling you. I took Teal's one's book and I read nothing for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for 5 days.
Yeah. Nothing. So I was like, I'm not going to take a paperback and risk getting it destroyed. So I would rather just read on my phone because I know I might not even read when I travel. So.
Yeah. So it depends. And I find, okay, I love, and maybe this is, I'm going to contradict a little bit what I said about discreet covers. Like, I love, and I think our authors are doing this now. They take them out as hardbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I love a hardback. And, it's weird because I thought a lot, like, almost everybody liked hardbacks. And when we announced our box with Lee's cover, I saw like 3 comments of people saying that they don't like hardbacks.
What?
But that they were going to get it because they liked the cover and the like vision. Yeah. But that they didn't like hardbacks.
What? Why not? I love hardbacks.
I love it because it's harder for the book to get messed up when you're shelving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, especially on the spine, it won't get bent. Like that, it will still stay nice and sturdy. That's one reason why I love hardbacks, is because they won't get destroyed as easy. Because even on paperbacks, the covers can bend. Oh my gosh, especially if you read them on paperbacks. Oh my gosh, I get scared so bad if I read it on paperbacks. Like for The Rake, Ruthless Rival. Oh my gosh, I was reading it with
it was The Rake, girl. Because you sent me a picture because you were like this. It was The Rake.
I think it was both. Yeah, so we read the paperback and we're just very tiny. I will not open it far because I did not want to bend the cover. So I love hard covers because it's not going to get bent.
I love hard covers. That's why I wish that Cora Riley would take out hard covers. Like, I really wish, and I'm going to ask her that in Book Bonanza, but I need you back behind me to tell me, don't ask her, because I need them, but I want them, but I really wish Cora would take out hardcover copies. I wish Natasha Madison started taking hardcover copies, and then I asked Christy K. Bromberg, I was like, hey, Christy, you should do special edition covers of your Sin series, hardbacks. And she's like, I haven't thought about that. And then after I said it, I was like, crap. Like, I'm trying to cut back. I'm over here telling authors, you should take out special edition covers and hard.
You're going to have to buy it. And then you're going to, I was like, oh no, my shelf is all full.
Girl, I have like no room. So I'm thinking of selling my doubles because I have double of some books. And then I don't think I'll have enough room.
Yeah.
My cousin's wife came in today and she's like, girl, where can I get a library card? I was like, okay, it's not that many. It's not. Tone it down.
It is a lot.
I love, don't get me wrong, special edition covers. I don't like them being called discreet covers. And just because, like, I don't know. I'm in a yes, no scale. Because I love pressure edition covers, but I don't love the fact that people want a different cover to hide the book that they're reading.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at the end of the day, you don't know those people. And even if you know those people, like, they shouldn't be judging you or anything on what you enjoy. On what you find and like, but find like entertainment on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to lie, when I read, when I was reading A Walk to Remember, I would read that in my house because I was like, not embarrassed, but shy on people going, oh, she's reading like a romance.
Yeah. But
I think as you read more and more and more, and I maybe you get a little bit older, you start saying, well, this is what I like.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see these people again. I don't know these people. Like, it's going to do me. And that's when I'm just like, I'm just going to read whatever I'm going to read. It's just like when you're driving in a car, your music blasting. I'm listening to Spanish music. And it's like, you do what you do, you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I'm at. So I don't really like them being, for me, I don't like what they're called, discreet covers, and I don't feel that it's okay for authors to be like, well, in case you want to read it in public, here's a cover.
Yeah.
Because it's the same story. But that's just me.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Like, we should, but again, we all enjoy what we enjoy. It's something you're comfortable. That's totally fine. But I do wish they would be called special edition versus discreet covers.
Talking about this, what do you think about illustration covers? I think some are hit and miss.
Yes. I was trying to word it like that because I didn't want to be like, eh. I think some are, and you know, I forgot who we was. Somebody asked me this the other day. I don't know if it's in a group that I'm in. And I said, you know, sometimes illustration covers are cute. And then there's some that are just like, it missed the mark. And it's like, mad, and I don't want to say it in a mean way. I'm just like, it's not cute.
Yeah.
Like, you know how a lot of people are doing those little figures, the little people drawn or whatever? You know those little illustration covers that people do where they put the little figures, like people figures, but it's, but it's like just they don't have a face. Okay, some are really cute.
Yeah.
But there's some that I'm just like, it looks so like scary, like it's like your head is a weird shape. Like, I'm very about it. Like, I'm very because there's some that are really cute. But I will be, I will say I haven't seen a lot that I say that it's a little bit weird. But I mean, I don't my eyes don't go to those though.
Yeah.
I prefer like an like a figure cover, like we mentioned
earlier. Yeah. You know, for illustration, it has to be cute in order to draw my attention. I don't.
It's a hit and miss, like I said.
Yeah. One that I really like is The Hating Game. I actually think those illustration covers, and there's like at least three different covers, but I like all of those three. But I seriously think that's one of the illustration covers that I really like. But then it's not trying to be mean, but illustration covers are not really memorable. I tend not to remember illustration covers as much.
Yeah, because I think, like you said, I think what we look for a cover is like something that represents the story. But I also think, you know, we should be proud of what we're reading. Romance has, you know, reading romance, there's no shame on there.
Yeah.
So be you, read what you love, do what you love. Who cares what people think? But that is it for this week. We really wanted to talk about, you know, that little discreet cover / special edition covers. And mm-hmm. we want to know what you guys think about them. So let us know in the comments below. And then if you do have any questions for us, let us know. We don't have an update on the boxes yet. We are working on them. We're waiting for another proof for the book. Once we get that proof, we'll order it, get them signed, and then start mm-hmm. shipping them as soon as we get them. But other than that, that's all the information we have. We do have a really amazing author interview coming up. So keep an eye on our Instagram feed for that announcement. And we hope you guys have an amazing week and read amazing books. We'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.